know that story I've recounted to you in the past about a woman who came to Shirdi Sai Baba. She wanted to be initiated in the traditional sense. She wanted a mantra to perform and so on. And he wasn't showing any inclination to give her initiation into some practice or other. And so she was just hanging around the ashram or in some boarding house nearby and so forth. And, didn't know what to do. She didn't have a specific sadhana to do, she thought. She kept complaining, kept asking people around Sai Baba, why won't he initiate her? Why won't he give her a mantra? And so on. So finally, he addressed her about the matter and gave himself as an example. He said that his guru didn't give him a mantra or prescribed kind of practice. But instead he just spent many years in his guru's company, just there in his company, just contemplating him. And what his guru required of him was faith and patience. In other words, it was the consistent demonstration of faith in the Guru's transmission, the divine reality of the Guru's transmission, and the patience to simply abide in the contemplation of him. It was just these two qualities that were the context of his sadhana, the basis of his sadhana. And he said that his Guru gave him nothing else but this relationship, in other words, as I've said to you all. I give you a relationship, not a method. Yes, there are all kinds of responsibilities you must assume. You cannot avoid those responsibilities if you're going to practice effectively. But the relationship is the gift. And all these things are how you cooperate with this gift, all these kinds of activities. And fundamentally what it comes down to is just that, faith and persistence, patience. Abiding in my company, living in satsang, under all conditions, no matter what kinds of actions may be required and so forth. It's always basically just that, abiding in my company, abiding in this satsang. This is the ancient secret. Now, you will not grow in my company if you just sit around here. See, and that's not what Sai Baba was trying to suggest either, in that little anecdote when she talked really about the essence of practice. If you choose the way of satsang in the company of the Satguru, then you are asking for his discipline, his word, his revelation, his calling, his all his requirements. So, in relation to all those who've been in my company over the years, I have constantly addressed them about all kinds of details of discipline, of practice. But I've always emphasized to all of you that the basic practice is simply to abide in my company. That's the primary discipline. That's what works. That's the process. But you must bring into my company all of the disciplines. You must account for every aspect of your life and make it into a gift, make it into a form of contemplation. But fundamentally, all of that is built upon a simplicity.